According to Pentagon data published by the New York Times, police departments have received tens of thousands of machine guns during the Obama administration, along with nearly 200,000 ammunition magazines, thousands of pieces of camouflage and night vision equipment, and hundreds of silencers, armored cars, aircraft. Much of the equipment is used by police SWAT teams for what amount to paramilitary raids on people's homes. A new report by the American Civil Liberties Union examined more than 800 of these raids and found only 7% were genuine emergencies. Nearly 80% were used for ordinary law enforcement purposes, like serving search warrants on people's homes. The report is called The War Comes Home, The Excessive Militarization of American Policing. We're joined now from Washington, D.C. by its author, Kara Dansky, senior counsel for the ACLU. Welcome to Democracy Now!, Kara. What surprised you most by what's happening? And if you could relate what is becoming an awareness in the mainstream media that many in different communities have talked about for a while, the militarization of police. Ferguson has really brought it, exploded it onto the national media scene.
Sure. Thanks for having me, first of all. And, you know, Amy, I think that's exactly right. I think that what has shocked so many Americans who are watching what happened in Ferguson is something that really reflects a much broader trend, which is the militarization of policing, which, as you say, has been going on in certain communities in the United States for decades, fueled in large part by a series of federal programs that bring weapons and money to local law enforcement, mainly to wage the war on drugs. Which has been unfairly and aggressively fought in communities of color, as I said, for decades.